Planet Gaming. Me, Mars Blackman, and I'm way above the rim, demonstrating some serious hang time.
Hi, this is Alice Vertel.
This is Natural Self.
Yo, what's up?
My name's Aaron Jerome.
Hi, this is Omar.
This is Alex Cowan, aka TM Duke.
Yo, this is Amp Diddle.
Hey, everybody, this is Stephanie McKay.
This is Jose Bo from Beth Freddy's Shop.
With DJ Mars.
Mars.
With Mars.
Mars B.
With Mars Blackman.
Goodbye, Mars.
J'espère que vous êtes bien calés au show. Vous êtes dans Hang Time, dans l'épisode 11 de la saison 2. Mars Blackmon en direct des studios de La Grenouille. On attend Seth Swift qui devrait pas tarder à arriver. Une pensée pour lui dans ces grands embouteillages à cause de ce fameux match OM Real de Madrid. Si vous ne le saviez pas, je vous le rappelle quand même. Hein, c'est pour ça que vous êtes coincés dans vos voitures. Ce soir, on continue d'égrener la liste de tous les nominés pour les Hangtime Awards et on va tout de suite envoyer le jingle Hangtime Awards 2009 sur La Grenouille.
Welcome to the Hangtime Awards 2009 on Radio Grenouille.
Et voilà, 5 catégories sur le site de La Grenouille, grenouille888.org. 5 catégories, vous cliquez sur les petites icônes Hangtime avec les différentes catégories. Album, premier album, single, album, hip-hop et compilation. Vous votez, c'est très simple. Il y a un monde fou déjà qui a voté. On était à 700, je crois, mardi dernier quand on en parlait. Vendredi, il y avait 1520 personnes qui avaient déjà voté. J'ai pas regardé depuis, mais à mon avis, ça continue. Donc, continuez à voter pour vos artistes préférés. Pourquoi ? Parce que fin janvier, on les recevra, tous ces artistes, en interview. Donc, si vous souhaitez les entendre, et puis c'est une manière de les remercier pour tout ce qu'ils vous ont apporté en 2009. Voilà, les votes ont commencé le 26 novembre. Ils se termineront le 15 janvier. Et ce soir, on va continuer avec la catégorie des meilleurs albums hip-hop de 2009.
Nominees for best hip-hop album.
Voilà, on vous le dit tout à l'heure déjà, nous recevrons en interview l'artiste BK1 et nous le recevrons également pour l'Overtime puisque nous sommes ensemble jusqu'à 21h et à partir de 20h, il nous délivrera un DJ set qu'il nous a envoyé exclusivement pour Hangtime. Amis B-Boys et amateurs de breakbeat, restez bien avec nous, c'est Seth Swift qui terminera cette deuxième heure et cette dernière demi-heure d'Overtime en nous passant d'autres morceaux de ses albums nominés. Puis parmi les premiers albums, eh ben on va démarrer avec Tanya Morgan et cet album Brooklynati sur le label Interdependent Media. Bah oui, Tanya Morgan, c'est un groupe de rap, c'est pas juste une chanteuse. La question ne se pose plus à présent tellement ce trio des Blokey Knights, Don Will, Ilias et Vampy ont marqué cette année avec, bah, hein, on n'a pas peur de le dire, un des meilleurs albums de 2009. C'est frais, c'est léger, c'est funky. On est très down avec eux. En tout cas, c'est assez classe, il faut le dire, cet album. On peut parler d'ores et déjà deuxième génération post-Native Tongues en ce qui les concerne. Héritage de ce hip-hop des années 90 qui est ici parfaitement maîtrisé, assimilé et surtout assumé. Écoutez bien, vous allez voir toutes vos têtes qui vont commencer à bouger, vos fesses qui vont commencer à faire pareil en rythme. Et puis, il y a plein de bonnes choses là-dedans. On va commencer par écouter un premier extrait de cet album Brooklynati, ça s'appelle Bang and Boogie.
In the village with my cousin Mike Willis.
reminiscing on the babysitting, watching No Beginners, Nick at Night. Chicks alike walk past us as us turned around and looked both with ass like dancers. Mike said aye, cuz now I got the right buzz. Middle of the day, but hey, it's looking like a nightclub. Grab one and ask, hun, hey, are y'all sisters? Both looked and laughed. Hey, I'm Melissa, and this here's Whitney. Yup, like Houston, met him on Houston. Here's the confusion, and no way am I saying we had game. But a half an hour later, Melissa was all brain. Whitney is with me in the Gap dressing room. This is real dumb, but this is real fun. Whatever you two were doing, I'ma call security. Left the double limbs and then we ran, time to boogie me. I was only 18, young, dumb, and full of it. Cousin Mike was gully and the two chicks were hood with it. No, it wasn't worth it, was the last and the first. Y'all only benefit was to help me write a verse called Bang and we boogie, bang, bang and boogie. Yeah, we bang and we boogie, bang and boogie. We bang and we boogie, bang and boogie. We bang and we boogie, bang and boogie.
She said,
I'm not a hoe.
I'm like, whoa, why you take it there? That's not fair.
I don't know.
She a little insecure, little immature, so I'm not really sure about getting hurt with tour on the floor. Take her stripper clothes off, start to cry and get mad when I doze off. I get a nose open, she probably cut her nose off. Get plastic surgery, blame me. Say it was for me to go crazy and maybe try to murder me. Oh, hell no. I think I'm past. She's a bad luck when the next cute black kitty cat cross my path. Doesn't add up, track the clothes. Won't divide her legs off with math. Now time for an awkward task. Leave the scene without seeming mean. Maybe she's a queen, just not fit for this king. Just because you fit me like a glove, love doesn't mean you're fit for a ring.
Saw a girl on the train, thought dang that thing pretty. Took me back to the days of hanging out with Tiki J. Tony and our homies way before the college ponies. Got my first piece from Risa, wasn't much that she showed me.
Just pump, pump, and I'm slumped with big up to Chester. Trumped up, but so what? Don ain't really lump, lump.
Man, listen to me, my game was lame, really. But I still found ways to exchange and cow fillies. Played hooky from the homework in the hallways, under shirts, under stairs, underwear. I ain't here, I'm trying to flirt.
So I ain't here, the hall monitor. Creeping up and watching us. Seen enough and hollered them.
Hey, hey, stop it, bruh.
Took us to the office and the principal was difficult. Detention wasn't mentioned. He was straight for suspension, yo.
Blaming on the nookie, they was gasping like I could get the bang, diggy bang, the bang, the bang, boogie.
So now you're trying.
What you trying to do to me?
Trying to even up the score.
Even up the score.
But just because.
Sing it on, bitch.
You say I'm blue.
Fuck it, bitch. Wait, was that his? Is it true? Better question, is it he? Was it BL in the place, ladies and gents? I would like to reintroduce some of you too. But more importantly, Tanya Morgan. Please hold your applause to the homie stops recording. And hold your draws to the promoter drops the 40 G's. Be still real sporty thieves. Pleased to meet each of you tonight. Drop the spotlight. Drinks on the house. Mi casa, su casa. Blue gotcha, baby. Pop a pain. Now we straight. Crazy 83, baby. I'm way behind some of you. Nose to nose with most, but I don't mind. That's the crown fit me cozy. Coke line, co-signers. Go find that exit or get clothesline. Bruh, it's over for your kind. Kinda like a world gone blind. Leading blind mice to the mic before they meet Christ. And I'm like Jesus. And y'all like Jeezy, right? My manager's like, please be nice on this feature. And I'm like, I'm always nice. Like Greg, I like eggs in bed. I like pie between legs that spread. Nice like head. Cause that's nice, right? Yeah, nice like that. Except I don't give it, I get it. Grey Goose, watermelon, Arizona, Limpton, iced tea, pimpin'. I got a pin, y'all the page that I can't wait to buzz. Plug to the main source so I can't fake the thump. Can't hate the rump, Southern Cali dump. You would swear Lil John was inside of the trunk. But it wasn't, it was us, and I'm living with my mama. Shania Morgan and her friends, yeah, name is Tanya.
Her boyfriend's Donnie and a fish called Wanda. Wacky neighbor ill when the milkman bonds her. Little on the shy side, but I seen the brother stage dive off a high rise, giving high fives. Step aside, wise guy, you a small fry on peas, nuts like at Five Guys, living five lives. Four of them are whoring and the fifth one's following. Kick drum bodying until I'm done proper. Classify your classic like Christmas and Hollis, or the Christmas is Wallace, minus Sydney Puff Polish. He was never regional, was FB seasonal.
SB sneakers and a motherfucking Pikachu. Now I'm skinny biggie with a 20 key mini and a pretty freak bitty that I met in Queen City. And she got on the pill after 23 jimmies, cause I got enough sons and they all want a penny.
I rep Sin City to the fullest, shot me out like a bullet to the world. Through the booth, through your girl, through the stoplight. I get around, guess I'm Pac-like. All eyes on me, feels like I'm in a spotlight. But I'm not, cause I got like Christ-like hindsight. 2020, but I got the foresight, the match, strike the match. I'm the fire bringer. Blue flame, lamb, flesh the frame. I'm a fire breather. With an H2O flow that turns to snow when I'm cold. Dope boys say I'm coke for the soul. Fans automatic, dope addicts when I go at it. Girls cling with no static. Had to kick them old whole habits, but it's hard to break, so guard the day. I see her nipples and her bras opaque, so I ain't got x-ray vision. But I know your girl feels triple x-rated when she listens. And she switching like my style do, change it up to make you hang it up. Gotta wear a noose if you wanna hang with us. Like the clan leaving, singing, hanging is my favorite pastime. Cause most of them are whacking in my last line. Flatline, Ilias is dead, he's just a voice in my head. I yell, it's taking over, king of kings, no bling bling. Got bars like sing sing, my stars to eat.
On vous l'avait dit, c'est bien funky, c'est bien groovy, c'est Tania Morgan et cet album Brooklynati. Deux extraits, Bang and Boogie et Morgan featuring Blue. Voilà, on continue d'égrener les nominés dans la catégorie meilleur hip-hop album.
Nominees for best hip-hop album.
Et on continue avec notre invité du jour qu'on aura tout à l'heure d'ici 5 minutes avec nous en interview. C'est BK1 avec cet album Radio do Cannibal sur le label Rhyme Sayers Entertainment. Voilà le rayon de soleil qu'on attendait qui pointait le bout de son nez. Ce soir en plus il fait bien froid donc ça va bien vous réchauffer. Des rythmes brésiliens funky à souhait qui sont arrivés jusqu'à nous. Radio do Cannibal nous a été concocté par le duo de producteurs donc BK1 et Benzilla. Ils sont bien entendu originaires de Minneapolis dans le Minnesota. Bon, allez, on plaisante, en effet, c'est peut-être pas la place la plus incroyable au niveau du hip-hop, mais bon, en tout cas, si vous voulez une preuve du réchauffement climatique, puisque c'est très à la mode en ce moment, la voilà, il va y avoir Raekwon, Black Thought, Fonte, Slug, Murs, Brother Ali, Aseyalon, Abstract, Rude, pour ne citer que, pour faire monter cette température. Voilà, vous aimez les beats saignants, on vous avait fait écouter cette suite, vous avez fait découvrir un morceau avec Hypnotique Brass Ensemble qui vous avez, j'imagine, assez retourné comme nous. Voilà, le premier extrait de cet album Radio do Cannibal de BK1 que l'on retrouve d'ici quelques instants. C'est Gilitit featuring Brother Ali et Slug.
Ladies and gentlemen, BK and Ali are running set again. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Speaking of which, I brought my big brother in. Security sweated him and finally let him in.
What up? You know the etiquette. Cups up, yeah, don't be so sensitive. My obsession, I guess it's my fetish, is to take this mess and make these heads get festive.
Let's just bless this. Come and have a party with two fresh Midwest kids. Some of y'all are probably gonna catch this message. We give it to you real. Flex a little skill, maybe pay a couple bills. Chill.
I love the way y'all make me feel. No need to lie. Even when the world is real, you keep me high. But if you act, then I'm just that fuck that lives in the back of that big black bus. Yeah.
Fuck yeah, we push the black Cadillac. Run a planet and plant the rhyme, say a flag in your habitat. You're still mad at that? Fuck, what your dusty ducks want from us?
Enough is enough. We mush through the cluster, fuck a stuff that sucks just to make her pucker up. Hush, buttercup, what's the rush? Gonna make the gutters flood when I bust this nut. Yuck.
Get it, gotta put it all on the bricks now. You ain't with it, baby, Paul, better sit down.
Get it, gonna make it stick to the wall, yeah. With a snare and a kick and a aw, yeah.
Get it, never gonna stop when it starts up. All the way, there's no place far enough.
Get it, show me that skin if you care now. Get those fingertips up in the air now.
Yeah, come on, y'all, get into it now. BK1 rocking the house. Give it to me, keep rocking the house.
Ali, this is where you yell shit.
Yeah.
Go ahead, make faces, throw a fit.
Okay.
Just do it for the hell of it.
Come on,
let me drop some funky shit.
And it's good if it makes me wild now.
I'm from the woods, just a couple of miles out. No, I don't recognize your badge, but you can catch me in the back hollering at your vag.
In my past, I thought hip-hop was all one trip, just some music for the people I grew up with. But I'm in love with the new scene I see, slugging me the new EPMD.
You overdid it, Holmes, you had too much to drink. It's not what you think, but the cuffs are linked. Here, let me put you up to sync. Hi, my name is Sean and I fuck my shrink.
Suffering succotash. What up with that husky ass lumberjack and money with the ugly tats? It came through and threw a party at the laundromat. Let the motherfuckers rap.
Give me some of that there. I used to worry about burning out. Now I just get up on the stage, try to turn it out. Word from the bird is the crowd heard it loud. So I know that the brother's gonna work it out.
Hey, boy wonder from the frozen tundra. Show stunner like no other. That's a cold brother. Got a whole lot of soul for ya. Your slug is no wonder the whole fucking globe love us.
Gotta put it all on the bricks now. You ain't with it, baby, Paul, better sit down. Gonna make it stick to the wall, yeah. With a snare and a kick and a aw, yeah. Never gonna stop.
Et on vous avait pas menti, comme quoi ça allait bien vous réchauffer, ce titre de BK1 sur cet album Radio Do Cannibal. On va s'écouter tout à l'heure un autre extrait avec ses invités prestigieux tels que Rayquan. On vous avait donc fait découvrir un titre, nous, avec l'hypnotique Brasse Ensemble, il y a quand même un petit moment, lorsqu'on avait fait l'émission spéciale sur Havana Cultura, il me semble. Et puis ben, BK1, on le connaît surtout en tant que DJ de Brother Ali, c'est comme ça qu'on l'a souvent identifié, mais bon, il est quelqu'un d'autre, et en tout cas il s'est maintenant individualisé, et surtout c'est un musicien assez étonnant. On a plein de questions à lui poser, ça tombe bien. Il est avec nous, BK1. Hi, man.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Okay, we're okay. So, thank you for being on this show. So, as you know, you are nominated as Best Hip-Hop Album on the Hangtime Awards 2009. So, I'm going to ask you a few questions, of course, and translating for the French auditors. Alors, peu de nos auditeurs connaissent BK1. Certainement en tant qu'artiste, la plupart qui ont entendu parler l'identifient comme le DJ de Brother Ali, comme on vous a dit. Comment il se présenterait finalement, plus comme un DJ, comme un producteur?
Well, only a few of our auditors may know you as a solo artist. Most of them certainly heard about you as Brother Ali's DJ. So how would you introduce yourself or define yourself? Are you more a DJ or a producer?
I'd like to think a little bit of each, you know. I started off actually as a jazz musician. Mm-hmm. I spent years playing piano and the vibes and did some touring as a musician. And then when I moved to Minneapolis, which is where Rhymesayers, Atmosphere, and Brother Ali and POS, the whole crew, is based out of Minneapolis. When I moved up here, I started a radio show and started DJing. And like you said, it's the same way in the States. That's how most people know me, as a DJ. But as a DJ, my job has always been to combine music, to loop things, to see how different kinds of music fit together. And so it's a natural transition to try my hand at producing, you know?
Okay.
With this album, what I did is I took one very specific part of my record collection,
mm-hmm.
all the records that I brought back with me from a trip to Brazil,
mm-hmm.
So Brazilian funk and soul and bossa nova and samba and jazz and just all kinds of great Brazilian music,
mm-hmm.
And I worked together with another local producer named Benzilla,
mm-hmm.
and the two of us made a whole hip-hop album out of these Brazilian records.
Ok, bon ben voilà, alors pour ceux qui ne le connaissent pas, lui il vient du jazz, il a étudié le piano pendant un long moment, tous ses claviers, il a tourné en tant que musicien de jazz, et puis pour lui, le fait d'être DJ finalement, quand il est arrivé déjà à Minneapolis, il s'est mis dans la mouvance Rhymesayers, et puis pour lui c'était le meilleur moyen de faire le lien entre sa formation de musicien et puis tous les disques qu'il avait. Pour cet album-là, Radio Do Cannibal, il a pioché dans une petite partie de sa collection de disques quand même, il doit en avoir une sacrée, pour tout ce qui était bossa nova, tout ce qu'il avait ramené du Brésil, et puis il a rencontré donc cet autre producteur, Benzilla, sur le label Rhymesayers,
qui quand même, on vous le rappelle, a d'excellentes et de glorieuses signatures. Lui, il est originaire du Midwest, de Milwaukee en particulier. Il est parti à Minneapolis. Et puis, il a créé la première émission radio underground là-bas à Minneapolis. Donc, c'est quand même une trajectoire assez particulière. You are from the Midwest, Milwaukee to be precise, and you're living in Minneapolis right now. So how did you find an interest into hip-hop, and how did you create this first independent hip-hop show in the Twin Cities?
It's a natural thing. I grew up in a neighborhood where you didn't listen to just one kind of music. You didn't decide, I listen to rock, or I listen to funk, or I listen to hip hop. Mm-hmm. You know, I lived in a diverse neighborhood with people from many different backgrounds, and we all listened to everything. And so growing up, I always listened to hip hop. I always listened to whatever the best rock music was. You know, every kind of music has, you know, maybe 85% of it is boring and recycled and just copying each other. But in every kind of music, there's those few people who stand at the top and really do creative and outstanding things. And if you're open to it, you can find things to love about just about any kind of music, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, early on I played many different kinds of music. I didn't always know that I wanted to pursue a career in hip-hop. When I moved up to the Twin Cities, it was in the mid-90s, like 96, and it seemed to me like it was just a really exciting time in hip-hop. There was so much new stuff happening. The underground was really blossoming. People were putting out their own music. It wasn't just major record labels anymore. And so people were doing extremely creative things, and I didn't feel like the radio was reflecting that. I didn't feel like there were DJs on the radio who were playing the kind of hip-hop that I wanted to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if you see something that you wish was there and there's a void, you try to fill it.
Yeah, I guess.
So that's what I did. Probably very much the same as you.
Okay, well, that's right. Voilà ce qui s'est passé. Donc, lui, il vient d'un endroit où on n'écoute pas qu'un style de musique. Il a grandi dans des lieux où tout le monde écoutait des styles différents, où tout le monde s'ouvrait à la musique. Il convient quand même que 85% pour lui de la musique qui est produite à l'heure actuelle est quand même quelque chose d'ennuyeux, une pâle copie de ce qui a été fait avant, mais il considère quand même qu'il y a que si on ouvre bien ses oreilles, on va trouver des créateurs, des créations qui valent largement le coup d'être découvertes. Puis lui, il est arrivé à Minneapolis dans les années 90, cette période glorieuse du hip-hop, et puis il trouvait qu'à la radio, il n'entendait pas ce qu'il avait vraiment envie d'écouter. Alors, qu'est-ce qu'il a fait ? Il y est allé, il a proposé son concept, il a joué les sons qu'il avait envie de jouer, et puis ça a grandi, comme il le dit si bien, un petit peu comme nous à Hangtime, puisqu'on choisit ce qui se fait de mieux. Alors, évidemment, son background musical en tant que musicien, qu'il a depuis le plus jeune âge, on aimerait bien savoir en quoi ça a pu influencer sa manière d'utiliser ses machines, d'utiliser ses sampleurs. Well, you studied music since you were a kid and you played the piano and the vibes, like you said. Which way does it influence your production with the sampler or all machines?
Which one is the most similar to sampling? Is that what you said?
Yeah, which one is in which way the fact that you are a real musician, that you play the piano and the vibes, did it influence your work on machines?
Yes, absolutely. I really believe that every person who's involved with music in any way, even if they're a rapper and they never have to deal with the music side of things, I think everybody should study music. Because the more you understand music, the more you understand not just what sounds good, but why it sounds good, how things fit together, you know, just music theory. It's very important. And on this album, it was extremely helpful because it's not just all samples on there. There's also a lot of live instruments.
Mm-hmm.
I play keyboard on a couple of the songs. Ben Zilla plays keyboard on a couple songs. I brought in guitar players and bass players and, you know, live musicians, and to have the ability to tell, not just hear in your head what you want to have happen,
mm-hmm.
but to be able to tell somebody, this is what I need from you. You know, you have a bass player in a studio with you and he's doing one thing and you say, no, I don't want you to go up to a minor third. I want you to go, you know, go up to a major third, take it down an octave. And just very, very simple things. But if you don't understand music and you don't understand how it fits together, it's going to be extremely difficult for you to translate that into reality,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then both Ben and I, the machines that we use for production, we use the ASR-10, and that's a keyboard-based sampler. So unlike the MPC, where it's just square pads, the sampler works just like a keyboard does, just like a piano does.
Mm-hmm.
And so understanding how the layout is, you know, like if you sample one tone, understanding what it's going to sound like if you go to this key versus this key, it's just a natural thing, you know. It influences the way that you put the music together.
Okay. Bon, ben voilà. Alors, l'importance d'être musicien, on le développe jamais assez pour tous ces gens qui sont beatmakers, etc., qui sont DJ, producteurs. L'importance d'être musicien, pourquoi ? Parce que déjà, sur son album, il y a pas mal d'instruments, de vrais instruments, un peu comme sur un album des Roots. C'est assez acoustique, notamment le morceau avec toutes ces sections cuivre. Et puis bah lui, il a raison quand il dit quand j'ai quelque chose dans la tête, pour l'expliquer à un musicien qui est en face de moi, il vaut mieux que je comprenne également la musique. Quand il a un bassiste en face de lui qui lui dit il faut jouer en majeur et pas en mineur, c'est sûr que c'est plus simple quand on comprend la musique. Maintenant, quant au matériel dont il parlait, bah lui, il a un sampler sous forme de clavier, donc là encore, c'est plus simple pour lui en tant que pianiste de formation, que d'utiliser les simples pads sur les MPC. Et puis bah, Radio do Cannibal, donc le titre de l'album est assez explicite. Il a beaucoup voyagé de par le monde, et puis en particulier en Amérique du Sud. Alors d'où vient cet intérêt pour les cultures latines?
Well, you traveled a lot for a young man, especially in South America and Brazil. Why this choice, and where does your interest for this Latino culture come from?
You know what? It comes from my wife, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I've always wanted to travel, but being a DJ, it's very it's an expensive hobby. You know, being a musician at all, really, if you're trying to start from the ground and build something, it takes a very long time. It's very time consuming. And it costs a lot of money, you know,
mm-hmm.
because you can't really hold down a real job. You're constantly traveling, which means that you're paying for hotels and gas and for food, you know, on the road. And as a DJ, there's a lot of equipment and records.
Mm-hmm.
And so even though I always wanted to travel, I just never really made it a priority, you know. The music always came first. And when I met, you know, first my girlfriend and then she became my wife, it was a very big priority to her. It was very important to her that we traveled together. And you know, now we live very simply. We don't spend our money on things we don't need to. And then once a year, we try to get out of the country. In Minneapolis, it gets very, very, very cold in the winter, and the winter lasts a really long time, almost 6 months. And so it gets very depressing here, and so you have to find ways to break it up,
mm-hmm.
and travel is what we do. So we've been to let me see if I can think of everything. We've been to Panama, Ecuador, Peru, Puerto Rico, Mexico, Brazil. It's too many to remember. and then we took our honeymoon. We went to France and to Spain and to Portugal. And actually, you know, I wanted to mention, I'm sorry, I give you so much to translate. You must have a good memory. But Brother Ali and I are we're going to go on a European tour very soon, in the late winter, early spring, like February or March.
Okay.
And we'll be in France for 6 days. We'll be playing 6 different shows in France.
Okay, hope we'll be in Marseille.
Yes, I hope so. I hope so.
Ouais, bah voilà. Alors, BK1, d'abord, je dis salut à cette Swift qui vient d'arriver.
Bonsoir.
Salut.
Discrètement entré dans
Bon, ce qu'il nous disait, c'est que cette frénésie des voyages, c'est arrivé tout simplement grâce à l'amour, puisqu'il a rencontré sa copine.
Qui est
devenue sa femme, comme il nous le dit, et on le sait tous ici, quand on est DJ, ça coûte de l'argent, ça coûte de l'argent de voyager, les hôtels, la bouffe, les disques, l'équipement. Voilà, il s'est trouvé sa petite chérie, ils vivent simplement, ils ne dépensent pas ce dont ils n'ont pas besoin, et donc une fois par an, ils partent en voyage. C'est comme ça qu'il s'est formé une culture, une certaine culture musicale. Et il précise quand même qu'avec Brother Ali, il sera là en France au printemps pour
une tournée de 6 jours.
Voilà, aller checker directement sur internet pour voir s'il passe par là.
On espère qu'il va venir dans le sud.
J'espère. Alors, il nous a dit tout à l'heure qu'il avait utilisé une petite partie de sa discothèque pour cet album. Quelle est la prochaine étape? Quelle est l'autre partie de la discothèque qu'il va utiliser? Well, you said at the beginning of this interview that you used a small part of your record collection to do this album. So for the next one, which part will you use?
You know, for the next one, I would like to do something. I tend to, it's just the way that my mind works, but a lot of times I tend to try to focus on very specific themes, you know, like with this, the Brazil thing. But for the next album, I would really like to incorporate, I'd like to do something that shows off the variety, just the width and depth of the collection that I have. Because part of what I love so much about hip-hop is that it's always, it has a history of taking music from all over, records that don't have anything to do with each other and don't make any sense next to each other if you think about them, you know, like on paper. But finding creative ways to make sense out of them. You know, you look at people like African Bambaataa and Prince Paul and Pete Rock and the RZA, you know, people who just take these records from, you know, the furthest corners of music and somehow find a thread that weaves them together. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, with my next album, instead of just focusing on one very specific thing, I'd like to take a wide variety of records and put them together and show how they all can make sense together. You know, like psychedelic hippie records from America and bluegrass and Japanese soundtracks and old French pop and, you know, just music from all over the place, blues and make something cohesive and funky and with movement, but that just really moves in a lot of directions.
Ok.
Alors, son prochain album, il va partir dans plein de directions musicales. C'est ça qu'il trouve merveilleux dans l'hip-hop, c'est que depuis les prémices, des mecs comme Bambaataa ont réussi à tirer des breaks dans beaucoup de variétés de musique différentes. Bah, lui, dans son prochain album, il veut taper dans les bandes originales de films japonais, dans de la pop française des années 60, dans du blues, dans tout ce qu'il pourra trouver de bon, d'en faire quelque chose de funky. Et on voit quand il s'exprime que c'est un passionné de musique, ouais. Il a énormément de choses à dire. Et
moi, je trouve qu'il a bien fait de préciser quand il dit tout à l'heure que c'est quelqu'un qui vit simplement, parce que ça s'entend.
Ça s'entend et ça sent dans sa musique. Elle est vraiment très très agréable à écouter.
Surtout dans ce hip-hop, parce qu'il est quand même américain. C'est étonnant d'entendre ça. D'ailleurs, il a un accent plus anglais qu'américain.
Quelque part, oui, non, mais
il a une mentalité étonnante pour un.
Et qui, voilà, il a quand même réussi à être collaboré avec énormément de MC talentueux, qui sont des gens plutôt quand même engagés sur la scène indépendante, avec quelques têtes d'affiches, on va dire, un peu comme des gars comme Rekwan, mais cet album vaut vraiment, vraiment le détour.
Vraiment le détour. Moi, c'est mon chouchou, en tout cas. Bon, alors on va lui poser notre questionnaire in time. Well, it's a tradition in this show. After each interview, we are having our little question, quick question, just one word answer. So tell me, Rhymesayers Entertainment of the or Def Jam?
Rhymesayers Entertainment or Def Jam?
Yeah.
I'll get fired if I don't say Rhymesayers.
So Milwaukee Bucks or Minnesota Timberwolves?
Oh, Timberwolves.
Okay, so the Wu-Tang or the Living Legends?
I gotta go with Wu-Tang. Living Legends are my friends, but Wu-Tang is so influential.
Okay.
Maybe your partner Beverly or Jay-Z?
sorry, buddy, Jay-Z.
So Rio de Janeiro or Minneapolis?
Say it again.
Rio or Minneapolis? Rio in Brazil.
I love Rio so much, but Minneapolis is home, and you gotta stick with home.
And about
last but not least,
just
this one.
Just one more. Motown or Stax?
Stax.
Okay. And last but not least,
as you're from Milwaukee, Richie Cunningham or the Fonz?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Do you remember the Happy Days show, Richie Cunningham or the Fonz, as you're from Milwaukee?
I'm sorry, you're kind of breaking up a little bit. My reception's not good.
Oh, okay. So maybe you remember the Happy Days TV show.
Happy Days.
So, as you're from Milwaukee, and I remember it was happening there. So, Richie Cunningham or the Fonz?
the theme song, the Happy Days.
Which character is the coolest? Is it Richie Cunningham or the Fonz?
You know what? I think of everybody on Happy Days. I'm Richie.
Okay. Okay. Well, Brendan, thank you very much for
your time. Thank you very much.
It was a real pleasure to have you in this show, so and continue to let your fan vote for you as best hip hop album.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. It's really an honor, you guys. I appreciate it, and I hope that this spring I'll see you all in France.
We hope so.
Okay, and we'll
keep in touch.
Really looking forward for this, and we'll let you know about the results by the end of January. And we're gonna listen to a second extract of your album. Thank you very much, Brennan, and I hope we'll see you soon.
Thank you so much. Bye. Bye.
Et ce deuxième extrait, donc Seth, je te laisse le
présenter. Voilà, donc c'est un morceau avec Iserl Divine et Rekwan, ça s'appelle The True and Living.
Given, yeah, the harder they come, we shoot at all ninjas. The raw business, how do we score? Play the hole, that's straight current. Prostitute crack like whole women, yeah. I said it, I meant it. Lens tinted, rims spinning. This is why I'm in it for Ferraris and big Benzes. The watch spinners, every fucking block hit a cop in it. Let these niggas know off top. Fuck bitches, carry mad coke in the club, get it. Polo shit fitted, dro choking, my flow hit it. That's the limit, we in it. Big boys vetting, crafted image. Make a nigga strip to the ground, finish. Can't nothing handle my vandals. Challenging all Rambos, get you for your hammer and camos. Your man goes, try to be a hero, it ain't nothing but a sandwich. Eat your hand and head off, stand posing, nigga.
The true and living, colorful, vivid. Make a sound, hear self envision. We escape prisons. We bout that business, the true and the living. We colorful, vivid, make a sound, hear self envision. We bout that business,
the true and living. Crown ruler exquisite, move with a smooth, tight vengeance and driven. Christ risen, through the insights of night vision.
bring light where it's like missing. Represent hoods inflicted with no sights of resurrection. Armed hostage, police state in deep recession. Field general, born in the tenements. Hard to relax, was raised for black militants. Crack diligent, max back camp pillaging. Whole villages, off point is delivering. Street strategists, B-boy vandalists. D-face, face to the face on the cannabis. Renegade spirit, when I unfeel, you all feel it. Like an iron skillet, while defying physics. Never die in prison, fly like the sky's the limit. Never timid.
Voilà BK One avec cet album Radio de Cannibal, bien voilà, sympa ce garçon.
Il est très, très intéressant, très volubile, il parle beaucoup. Brucey Cunningham, ouais, enfin si, à ce côté peut-être. oui, effectivement, un gars qui a l'air sage, mais il produit une musique excellente, franchement.
Excellent, vraiment. On vous conseille cet album.
On va pas privilégier tel ou tel vote.
Non, parce qu'on n'a pas fini la liste.
Il reste encore trop d'albums à détailler.
Allez, on continue.
For best hip hop album.
Et le troisième nominé, c'est sur le label Definitive Jux, c'est Mighty Underdogs avec Dropping Science Fiction.
Alors ben, ces mecs-là sont des poids lourds, ils ont des carrières exemplaires, vous les connaissez pas ces outsiders, ben, une petite présentation s'impose. Alors hein, au micro on a Gift of Gab de Black Alicious, la team de True Speaker de la T-Rex, puis à la production Ethnodic des Crown City Rockers. Tous les trois réunis, ça représente plus d'une douzaine d'albums cumulés à leur actif. Le EP The Prelude, sorti en indépendant en 2007, leur a permis de signer chez Def Jux. Les influences rock, électro, funk, reggae hip-hop se mêle dans cet opus au relent futuriste. Cette réunion de All-Stars fait la part belle aux invités, les frères Damien et Julian Marley, MF Doom, les Rexborn, Casual, les Perceptionists, Shally 2NA, Tash et ainsi que leur partenaire de longue date, DJ Shadow. Un monde où des monstres en villégiature se tirent dessus à coups de flingue nous attend, ils nous auront prévenus.
Ah oui, ils nous auront bien prévenus et puis ça balance pas mal. On va s'écouter le premier extrait de cet album Dropping Science Fiction des Mighty Underdogs, ça s'appelle Laughing At You, c'est featuring Casual.
I'm laughing at you, dog. I'm laughing at you, dog. Yeah, I'm laughing at you, dog. Ooh, you niggas on some comedy shit. Eating rappers make me vomit up these homedy grits. See, they rhyming about they spokes, telling me about they felonies, but phones. You got jokes like Bill Bellamy, still selling me dreams. I play them like melodies. A group of dudes hating, I call it teen jealousy. Seen fellas be all tough and mean, hella deep. In that Cadillac, then gangster lean, fell asleep. You dudes got me rolling. Your lyrics are hot because your rhymes are stolen. I'm with my baby girl just strolling through Nolan Park. Rhyme like the outer atmosphere, cold and dark. You funny dudes better know your part. Cause I ain't never been casted for no bozo part. Don't fit the bill, stop telling me your shit for real. Cause I spit the spill that I split your grill, funny nigga.
Laughing, I'm just laughing at you, dog. Laughing, just laughing at you, dog. Laughing, just laughing at you, dog. Laughing. See, your whole front is a joke. The only screen you're on is one up a smoke. You talk about that hard green you earned, man, broke. Every clutch situation, I see you when you choke. The ladies all gossip about your problem with the rope. Don't quote me, nah, cause I ain't said shit. The way you clown around is out of amusement. Sometimes I wonder if you're bent the wrong way and a little bit more than crazy. Where you went, and can you come back in one piece? You walk around puffed up like a chicken in hair grease. What the fuck is the mission? To make no one speak to the chump who can't buckle the clamp on his lip release? Cause me? I'm just laughing at you, dog. I'm laughing. Laughing at you, dog. I'm laughing. Laughing at you, dog. I'm laughing. Laughing at you, dog.
Man, I don't even like to be laughing at people. That shit is wrong, man, but damn, don't get your seat to. You try to act all hard, you're straight perpetrating. Never it gets still, we all see you shaking. You're really just a scared little kid in this. None of your sentences are ever taken serious by no one. You flow one time and you think you got the greatest rap.
Here we go!
Spit a
superb literature, picture, paint, attain a rapper vision, kill him in a minute or less, sending a death wish, venomous flesh, and a yes, killing pedestrians, spitting the freshness, chef dishes, best to listen, I hit the exit, extraterrestrial, extraordinary technique, flexing, incredible metaphor, tearing your head in the terrible pieces, mortal mind, X-Men, shit, step to this, exodus, predator level, you're dead and you set it off, nigga, let's get hectic, a spectacle, when I wreck this whole spectrum, yo, intellectual, tactical, since the official mystic glow, inventions glow, mental storms just explode, live Saturday night like Joe Piscopo, I'm grabbing the mic, strike foes just to go, one on one, a fist to cuff, a fist to fury, rip your whole metronome, tack the halls, upset the walls, crumble, catch your hole, click, slip it in the square circle, bet your foe, West Coast. Get busy when it's on, it's on. The DJ will cut fast like he don't want to learn to get this party moving like life.
Voilà, c'est deux tracks de Mighty Underdogs,
Love In At You, et donc là on vient de s'écouter UFC Remix avec les cuts de DJ Shadow, donc comme je le disais, partenaire de longue date de l'époque de Kwanu M6, tout ça, voilà, donc c'est Mighty Underdogs avec Drop In Science Fiction, votez pour eux si vous aimez ce son.
On continue.
Nominees for Best Hip Hop Album.
Et le quatrième et avant-dernier nominé de cette catégorie des meilleurs albums hip-hop de 2009, c'est l'album Double Barrel de Marco Polo Ntoae sur Duck Down Records.
Bah, Return of the Boomba pour Eddy KRS-One, un rap qui frappe fort cette année, vient de Brooklyn, New York. Un duo improbable et imparable, la réunion d'un producteur et des MC qui monte. Marco Polo délivré en 2007 l'impeccable Port Authority, le situant dans la lignée de producteurs légendaires tels Marley Marl, Large Professor ou bien Pete Rock. Toré en 2008 avec Daily Conversation, livré un premier album plein de punch, adoubé par la présence de DJ Premier sur deux titres. Primo n'a pas lâché les deux compères et vous accueille en introduction de l'album Clowns You're Welcome To, So You Learn How To Be Real. Vos oreilles sont dans leur ligne de mire. Enfin, un album beat puissant au rime qui vous accule dans les cordes au scratch de DJ Revolution qui vous scotche. Freeze, stop and listen.
Voilà, et on s'écoute le premier extrait de cet album Double Barrel avec justement le titre éponyme Double Barrel de Marco Polo.
Nigga, the beast is back with booth work to decrease the whack or increase the fact. Hip hop is not deceased, in fact. The real shit started creeping back. Y'all the least spectacular, spitting it. You niggas still ain't getting it. Nigga, the difference is indifferent. They all say they in the studio ripping it. But after the first spin of they album, sick of it. And that's why me and Marco got into this. We wanted to give them a record to make them reminisce. But still show we the future. Fars beats and six spittable, lyrically literal. Y'all prepared for this? We double barrel, two shots from a loaded clip. And both equal in value as far as what you get. He on the snare kick, I'm on the pen and pad airing it. We had three deals so they can hear this shit.
Double barrel, yeah.
Whatever you thought, get it erased. This is what's going on. This is not the same garbage from a typical song. This right here is where the music belong. Can we move it along?
Fully loaded. Double barrel, that boom back.
Ready to hit you, look, look, take that with you.
Yeah,
son, you know the drill.
Hardcore double barrel.
From the time you hear the track go, you know what it's fitting to be. Type of shit that you put on repeat. This shit feels so Brooklyn when it playing your G. You might find a burner under your seat. A ashtray full of weed. That's the vibe we recorded on. A fresh Scully champion hood and gauzes on. 40 belows, long johns, that's what tours on. You rap niggas been on my dick, now your hoes is on. I've been nice since BBD made that poison song. And dudes are right, but why you let his boys get on? They gon' flood the airways with them corny songs. Niggas gotta wake till 2 in the morning for talking on. It's like that now, it won't be like that for long. We gon' make the tide change like the beach is storming. And anytime you got me and MP performing, fans gon' stay on their feet like the seats is gone.
Double barrel,
yeah. Whatever you thought, get it erased. This is what's going on. This is not the same garbage from a typical song. This right here is where the music belong. Can we move it along?
Double barrel, with that boom back.
Nigga, I hit the track dumbing. Rap dudes can't tell me nothing. Fitting the back, clicking the clack. Niggas is done it. I got fam from the deep in the coming. This shit is locked down where you running. My shit more dope. Your hope to catch me in your scope. The ending of my rope to help them to all cope better. But now my nigga, get it together. Long as I breathe, believe this bit sick forever. Trust, shit crush, hard rocks in the dust. All that rah rah talk, bring it down to a hush.
If she thick, big tits, bring it down to the bus. And let's thrust, it's no more to discuss. Nigga, it's evident, veteran tour been better than you ever been. Nigga, your whole rep is irrelevant. My shit heaven sent, I got the gift, lil' nigga. And yours got return to sender.
Brooklyn, what?
Move on them stomp. These rap niggas ain't really no comp. So we gon' give you what you all want. That gritty down the city, knockin' hip hop. Detroit, what? Move on them stomp. These rap niggas ain't really no comp. So we gon' give you what you all want. That gritty down the city, knockin' hip hop. When it come to the bars, the outcome of my output is harsh. And make them say, oh my god. Some niggas gain the fame and still be lost. They still ain't ill or got nothing for us. Just the proof. I choke trace the mic when I'm in the booth. And often they write that I am the truth. Competition to end, remove. Cause y'all in the building and I'm on the roof. Top of a mold, you watching, plotting, I whore. Even if I lose my step, I'm heading you on. My shit dope like the arm Kurt Cobain put heroin on. Before he blew his brains over the wall. Graphic, I'll admit it. But no hoes ball when I pin it. Name a nigga that's more authentic. I'm more vintage.
Voilà, Double Barrel de Marco Polo et Toré. Et on a écouté là un joli featuring sur cet album.
Stone de. Voilà, avec un featuring de Guilty Simpson. De l'écurie Stones Throw, donc un MC de Détroit qui se pose sur ce beat, voilà un peu la hip indie, voilà cet album, c'est le retour effectivement de ce type de hip hop qui au beat vraiment très très puissant, qui dit pas forcément des choses très révolutionnaires, qui est beaucoup là pour le style mais qui est extrêmement efficace et qui est très très plaisant à écouter. Voilà, c'est un de mes petits coups de cœur de l'année. C'était vraiment chronologiquement aussi après le Mike Underdogs.
Tu les avais reçus dans la voilà. Cinquième colonne, je crois.
Voilà, au mois de juin, juillet de mémoire. Je les avais eu en interview juste après la sortie de l'album. Voilà, votez pour lui aussi. Le choix est compliqué quand même.
C'est une belle sélection, c'est une très belle sélection. Et tout à l'heure, tu parlais de la lignée de ce travail-là, notamment qu'il mettait dans la lignée de Pete Rock. Et je crois que tu es pas venu les mains vides, tu es fait le Père Noël.
Un petit cadeau avant les fêtes. Donc un projet qui est donc sur Now Again, un sous-label de Stones Throw, hein, qui est souvent associé aux rééditions, hein, qui est managé par Egon. Et là, un artiste nommé Mr. Chop qui sort cet album donc For Pete's Sake, c'est un hommage aux productions de Pete Rock avec des reprises assez intéressantes. Bon, c'est instrumental, hein. Un travail sur les morceaux de légende qui sont Very Nice Over You, The Good Life, Get On The Mic. Et bien on vous le fait gagner ce CD en téléphonant immédiatement au
04 95 04 95 98. Le premier qui appelle gagne ce CD de Mr. Chop, travail très intéressant sur le label Now Again. Et puis bah, nous on continue d'égrener le tout dernier nominé des Hangtime Awards catégorie Hip Hop Album.
Nominees for Best Hip Hop Album.
Et ce tout dernier nominé, c'est la très très belle pochette. Si vous allez sur le site, vous verrez très très belle artwork et très très beau artwork sur cet album. Ben c'est ouais, l'album c'est... de Fashion qui s'appelle Boy Meets World sur le label One Records.
Pour l'anecdote, hein, c'est B+, le photographe attitré de Stones Throw qui a fait la pochette de cet album. Voilà, ben, un petit courant d'air frais vient de la Californie. Hein. Une progression fulgurante pour ce jeune homme de 21 ans, au destin à la gavroche. Les parents d'errance confiés aux services sociaux à l'âge de 12 ans. Il aurait pu vraiment très mal tourner. Puis en 2006, il sort une première mixtape Grizzly City qui lui permet d'être remarqué par Planetasia, un de ses potes du côté de Fresno en Californie du Nord. Et puis 3 ans plus tard, ben, il délivre cet album abouti, les beats sont varié par un producteur éclairé actuellement, Exile, un autre nom qui monte du côté de la West Coast. On retrouve des notes soul, plutôt que R&B, des apparitions de voix féminines délicatement posées, pardon. Des featuring de choix sont aussi présents, Evidence, Allo Black pour les plus connus. Bah, vive la nouvelle génération, l'histoire du hip-hop, il est devant nous.
Et bah tant mieux, Boy Meets World, cet premier extrait de l'album de Fashion, c'est Samsonite Man.
Y'all the reason I am. I'm on the go, man. Don't think.
fight. Sees the world through my composition thirsty. Stay strong in the face of adversity. Now my rhymes took me further than I imagined. Touring Atlanta, Sicily, Manhattan, Staten Island, right back to the valley. Just to show them how we doing Central Cali. My home on the map now. They tell me sit in the throne. I tell them I'm not concerned with a crown or a robe. Just wanted to meet the world, become a man on my own. And I did. Now the name's Household Santiago. CA get hot as I ran, I hit Chicago. It's the heart that guides me. My mind just follows. I go where the wind takes me. Samsonite bag full of clothes. Like Jack hit the road to the next city. Fuck it, let's travel the globe. Luggage already packed. Who knows when I'll be
they
back.
They say I'm a rolling stone.
I'll be back.
I rest my head. I promise. It's my home. I let it get known that I'm a Samsonite man. Yeah, I'm a Samsonite man. They say I'm a rolling stone. But I rest my head. It's my home. I let it be known that I'm a Samsonite man. Yeah, I'm a Samsonite man.
Look out
yeah.
your window.
I was reflecting where I've been and realized it wasn't nowhere. Back home looking at life in one long stare. There comes a time in every man's mind you gotta get out. Get something, bring back something. Don't sit around slump, running your hand, running from what? Living for what? Paying rent so you can frolic in front. Like your peace, but you keep the distance. Cause your peace of mind is so small. Giving the attention to y'all because they listen at. Listen, I'm just one reflection. You see me on stage and think of God reflecting. But see, I'm really just John. Look, my passport says so. Folks say I'm retro and I guess so. Bag over my shoulders, no pack of clothes on the metro. Alone again, looking out the window at the road again. Ask yourself why I left home to roam when I never been home or to roam. But I'm
they
going
say
again.
I'm a rolling stone, but I rest my head. It's my home, I let it be known that I'm a Samsonite man. Yeah, I'm a Samsonite man. They say I'm a rolling stone, but I rest my head. It's my home, I let it be known that I'm a
Déjame
en paz, por favor. Y también, no me voltees a mirar.
What's your name? Bashdon, you should
call yourself something. Hey, man, you see that girl right there? That's all me, man. That's all me, brother. Hey, too nice. Ooh, I think that's her name. Yeah. Yeah, right. I'm gonna show you something on Roy talk, man. You think I don't got it?
Her name was Lupita. Met at school. Real sophisticated, kind of preppy but cool. I wrote a poem and captured her heart. It put me in the friend zone, but that was the start. See, I started noticing her in a whole nother light. Was the inspiration for every love song I would write. Dreams are holding her tight. I tried to prevent, not liking her, I tried to pretend. Cause her and I were just friends, and it's a thin line. Emotions, I bottled them in. Just a foolish love, Jones, what this probably is. Captivated by her lips every time I conversate with her. Wanna make her mind what I'm waiting for.
She gotta let her go.
Feeling starting to show. With her, I wanna go. Think I'm moving too slow. I gotta let it know. I gotta let it know. That she's driving me crazy. Feeling starting to show. With her, I wanna go. Think I'm moving too slow. I gotta let it know. I gotta let it know. About telling her how I feel. I'm kinda hesitant, afraid of rejection. Intimidation is evident. She way out of my league, but that's irrelevant to how I feel. My feelings just keep developing. Just let her know how you feeling. My niggas recommend 100 girls, but only one I'm interested in. And that's her, the definition of what beautiful is. Intelligent, and she far from the usual. Not just a schoolboy crush. It's deep in my heart, bashful.
Voilà, Lupita, deuxième extrait de cet album Boy Meets World de Fashion. Voilà. Pour les nominés de cette catégorie meilleur hip-hop album de l'année, c'est très dur à dire, décidément j'arrive pas. Donc on vous les rappelle brièvement. Il y a Tanya Morgan avec Brooklynati, il y a BK1 avec Radio de Cannibal, il y a le Dropping Science Fiction de Mighty Underdogs, il y a le Double Barrel de Marco Polo et Nitore, et il y a le Boy Meets World de Fashion. Mille respects pour cette sélection, cette Swift, on sent que tu as pris beaucoup de plaisir à la faire.
Ouais, vraiment, bah, pas cette année, il y avait de la matière, il y a quelques disques qui sont restés sur le côté qui auraient peut-être mérité de s'y retrouver. Mais bon, c'est la règle, il fallait en choisir 5. pour vous. Et puis à vous de jouer maintenant, hein. Votez, 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 votez.
Alors on vous le dit juste parce que BK1 a joué le jeu des votes. Il a balancé sur, son, sur sa page Facebook l'existence de ce contest, hein, de ce Hangtime Awards. Donc pour l'instant il écrabouille les votes, il n'y a pas d'autre mot. Il a pratiquement 200 ou 300 voix d'avance sur les autres. Donc à vous de jouer s'il y a des artistes là-dedans qui vous tiennent vraiment à cœur. N'oubliez pas que le fin janvier, vous aurez tous ces artistes en interview. C'est le moment de leur montrer votre soutien. En tout cas, c'est très important pour eux. Surtout que hein, c'est
que dans c'est des, voilà, ce facile. Sont des artistes indépendants qu'on met en avant, hein, quelle que soit la catégorie pratiquement. Et puis, bah, faites ça, tournez ça aussi sur vos réseaux sociaux. Parlez-en autour de vous. N'hésitez pas. Il faut promouvoir cette saison des Hangtime Awards.
Exactement,
j'ai du mal également.
Exactement. La semaine prochaine, on commencera avec l'avant-dernière catégorie, une des catégories reines, puisque c'est la catégorie des singles qu'on va mettre en place.
Des petits favoris également.
Ouais, il y a des petits favoris évidemment. C'est normalement en interview. Alors, c'est pas facile parce qu'il y a beaucoup d'artistes très connus, très très occupés. Mais moi, j'ai choisi en interview une petite perle du Brésil qui s'appelle Seu. Normalement ça devrait le faire, mais ouais, ça se joue en ce moment.
J'aime beaucoup Strike.
En ce moment, dans ces périodes de Noël, ils sont très occupés. Ça se joue à la dernière seconde pour les interviews. Enfin, on vous dira ça dans la deuxième heure d'Hangtime. Dans l'Overtime, on va entendre le mix de BK1 qui nous a confectionné exclusivement pour Hangtime, plus une petite sélection de Toi Seth Swift.
Voilà, où je vais aller en complément des morceaux qu'on a écoutés de ces 5 albums. Je vais vous faire un petit sampler un petit peu plus poussé et à ma sauce.
Exactement, donc il y aura du beau mix et puis le Track of the Week en fin de deuxième heure, puisqu'on n'a pas pu vous en parler. Puis on parlera des événements à venir sur Marseille. Hangtime partie 1 s'achève, Hangtime partie 2 dans quelques instants. A tout de suite.
I'll be banging at your spot, about to make it hot. Word.
Word. It's easy to cover Mars Blackman.
No money is me.
Me.
Me. From back in the day.
Mars?
Yeah. Is this really it?
You're gonna retire?
Going to quit?
Is it true?
Yes, Mars.
You sure?
Yes, Mars.
Really? Truly?
Cross your heart, hope to die, and stick a needle in your eye?
Yes, Mars.
So long.
Goodbye.
Farewell.
Well, good.
Again?
Goodbye, Mars.